Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna, Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately. What's the deal with that?
It's unreal. The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for anything.
Sign me up. Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Right, are we in?
Yep.
Are we in, yeah?
Bonus.
Come on. Oh, straight. So this Talking More Bollocks.
Yeah, bro.
Big thanks for coming to the show, innit, bro?
Yeah, actually it's the first time the three of us sent the studio, yeah?
Boys, what a crowd at that show.
For anyone who wasn't at the show, anyone who was, I don't even care. Go back to last week's episode, fast forward to 9 minutes and 50 seconds. Lauren Carter falls off the stage.
Wait, is it 9 minutes 50 seconds
on the door? Could be the best thing I've ever seen.
Talk about that. Tell them. Give them the air. The intro.
We all know the biggest fear is don't fall off the stage. Don't fall off the stage. Whatever you do, don't fall off the stage. What if I fall off the stage? What do you do? What's the
there's no recovery
plan if someone falls off the stage?
Yeah.
The last two shows we've recorded bonuses now on the stage because it's nice little intimate, bleeding, set up, and it's good to give a background and behind the scenes of what we're doing that day. So you and Terry was sitting on the sofa in front of me. I was sitting on the floor. We're all having a chat. We're all having a laugh. There's sound checks and fucking cherry pickers and all going on. And we hear the loudest bang ever. Everyone just winced, turned around. And Lauren Carter popped the head up and goes, I'm all right.
Oh. Don't make her out like she popped the head up straight away.
No.
Oh, I start getting concerned because she was down for so long.
No, she wasn't making a 10 count.
No.
Like, I thought a referee was going to come out and wave her off. Like, that's what I thought was happening there.
See, she playing in the middle.
Yeah, she wasn't making the 10 count.
No, it was bad, boys.
Do you know what? She did play her off well. I wouldn't have episode us. I would have left.
Yeah.
I would have went, I'm just going to get a coffee. And then be like, fuck, how do I go back in there?
She took a look at champ,
she's episode us.
Yeah,
and she was like, I'm actually grand.
She's like, I'm all right.
Now, there's a rumour going around she has a neck brace on today. But I mean...
But she's all right.
Yeah. And yeah, and for the record, I probably would have stepped down. Been like, cut the roof off the place. I can't move.
Yeah. But we asked her, could we leave her in? And she's a good sport. She said, put that in there.
I think she did that on purpose. She did it for the clue. No, boys, it was bad. It was. Yeah, it's a bad drop. I told you, I got a fine, didn't I? Did I tell you about this? I got a fine in the door the other day. 40 quid for parking on double yellow lines at 3 o'clock in the morning. So get you for real.
You told me the guards are waving at you now.
I wasn't happy about that, boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't trim me, man. Go away.
Get ready.
There's a bleep coming.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to be.
I was in work. It was the day after the live show. Yeah. I went into work and I was like, I'm fucking bollocks. So I went out for a walk, cleared ahead. As I'm walking down the canal, the guard had pulled up ahead of me, but like they're a few meters ahead. So I was like, look back, no one else walking around, no cars on the road. I was like, fuck it, he's up there. So as I'm walking towards the car, I crossed over. But then when I crossed over, they pulled out. And as they pulled out, Owen texts me. He says, will you text?
There's the bleep.
And I looked at that and I looked up and the copper pulled down the window, gave me a little thumbs up and drove on.
Was it a I've got condescending waves off coppers before. Now, this was a few, 2 years ago.
Mate, look, I looked at it and I was like, it was obviously to me, because what else was he doing? They didn't know anyone else. They parked there.
No, but what I'm saying was it a genuine little, how are you?
To me, I took it as condescending.
But did you take it as that or was it that?
Well, it's only how you interpret it, isn't it? If someone texts you a message and be like, he's getting smart with that, it's how you interpret that.
Ah, no, but there's tales when someone's being condescending
the window down,
to me.
Done that and just drove.
I had two coppers in a car before, slow beside me, roll the windows down and like wave like dramatically. Like it was like, oh, you're just being a prick. Like.
But then Owen sent me that message and I wrote back straight away. I was like, sorry, the coppers had to wave at me. It's at the knocking me by six. I had to sit down and all. I sat down. Literally on the side of Bagger Street sitting there. People thought I was begging. Like, sorry, I'm just sending the message. But yeah. And then yeah, if it makes us feel any better, a fella drove past me today in a Bored Gosh van. I was like, Calvin! I was like, ah, he knows. We're playing the Bored Gosh. That's what's going on there. Yeah.
Hey, the gas people don't run the theatre.
They probably got a company-wide email sent. I guarantee the gas company get free tickets.
Well, I should fucking hope so. They're the sponsors. So
yeah. And I bet you your man's had to put in for them in the raffle. Hope we get tickets for the boys. I'm out there in solid meters.
He better be on TBX.
Yeah. Oh, and you showed us where you lived in town.
Just the Thursday before the Vicar Street gig, we went out that morning to film.
We went to every venue that we played to anticipate announcing the Bored Gosh. Me, yourself, himself, Jay Walsh, driving around Dublin, like the in-betweeners. And Terence got a bad feeling in his stomach. He had to go up and let his dog out of the cage. So, stop everything. Drop me out to me gaff, and that's why we were driving that way. Yep. I was trying Mountjoy Square. I was like, oh, he lived in there.
I didn't say it like that, but yeah.
Good to know where he used to live, though, because you were in the hood, bro.
I told you before.
Yeah.
This is my very point, right?
Yeah.
This is my very point.
Who's clearing the throat? He's getting serious, dirty.
I don't like this.
You go on about how I don't tell you anything about my life.
Oh. Right?
I have told you before I lived there because I know it's where your ma lived.
Oh. Did she?
Oh.
I didn't even know that. That's news to me as well.
Well, there you go.
I obviously just forgot it, did I?
You don't listen to yourself either. No. So I tell you this stuff. I've told you I used to live there. And I've told you I lived there for however many years, right?
Oh, I love how patronising you're at the getting going.
No, because you're always telling me I don't tell you.
Even the
that's not patronising, is it?
Oh, no, listen.
So intense subject now. You're really going in on him here. Look at him.
I'm not trying to be patronising. No.
You're not patronising. He's just saying that, so you stop talking.
Yeah. I'm just trying to play it out.
He knows you're giving out to him.
You're just dropping facts here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've told you that before, and then we're driving through, and I go, oh, Terry, that's the gap I used to live in. You go, which one? I got that one there, right there.
Yeah.
And straight away, it's like this is the first time he's ever heard this. Brand new information. Told you before, pal. Told you before.
Yeah.
Told you I drive. Told you I did this. Told you I did
fought
that.
Fought in a war. You run. You ran the half marathon the same day as me. Same race as me.
That I did keep a secret from you.
Yeah. Come on, bro. You keep so many things. Never been inside your home.
That's the only secret I kept from you.
Many times have you been at my gaff and in my gaff?
Yeah, but that's...
Numerous. How many times have I been in yours?
I'm always working when I'm in your gaff.
He's doubling down.
No, you're not. Yeah.
Invite's always there, Terry. Invite's always there.
Yeah, so you say.
I'll send you on his air code, Terry. Yeah, air codes are great though, aren't they?
Do you know John McGuckin's been there too?
If John McGuckin was in your gaff, I'm walking out. John McGuckin was in your gaff, I'm leaving this. Go loud, like.
He wasn't. He was outside. He wasn't in.
He was outside your gaff?
Gave me a lift.
Joe drives? Logs. Joe drive.
What else are we doing that day?
Oh, and by the end of that day, you were very, very on your last nerve with me.
No, I wasn't.
I was in the back seat.
I did just stop talking to you at one point.
Yeah. That's the point I'm on about.
Everybody is.
I did a segue. I was in the middle of a conversation about something, and I did a segue into something else, and you literally said, for fuck's sake, how did you get here? That's literally what you said. For fuck's sake, how did you get there? That's literally what you said.
We were...
You can't say what frustrated.
When we were driving to the Bored Gosh and we were deciding what to get to eat for lunch, and the two of you were like, we were just short of, oh, can we get an ice cream? Can we get an ice cream? Yeah. Calvin wanted us to stop in Merrion Square Park.
I know the boys that walked there.
Yeah,
would have looked after us.
Yeah.
I was like, here. And we kept driving. I was like, fuck's sake. You know what I was like?
Parents wanted to go to Deco's.
Yeah, it's really. Yeah.
All the way back
pulling
to Deco's.
Pulling off Baggot Street. He was like, come on, just go to Deco's. We're driving. As if it's not going to take an hour.
And then we were driving back from the Borg Gosh, and Siobhan was also in the car.
Oh, yeah. Tensions went through the roof.
And
Siobhan has a low tolerance for me. But...
Oh, very low.
But that was the point when you were just, like, you just kept talking. Nobody was speaking to you. You just went off on your own.
That's,
and then you, when we got here, and Calvin warned, Calvin's like, he'll be gone now. When we get into recording, there'll be nothing left. And we got here, and you were sitting on that balcony with your head between your knees going, lads, I'm wrecked.
That's what happened.
Oh, my deal.
It was his last burst. Yeah. Jeremy, the battery's about to go dead, and he was like, right, I've 10% left, and he just gave us his best 10% in the car.
You forgot ice cream
for everybody.
Legend. Siobhan, you're a fucking legend. Honestly.
Thanks very much, Siobhan. And see, Flair.
This could be the best thing. So we did get ice cream.
Oh, and there's the tolerance level right there. I said, and see if she goes, yeah. And I was, what?
We got ice cream in the end, though.
You guys, you did, yeah.
I'm fucking delighted. I've never been happier.
Oh, he's so pleased with himself.
I fucking love a twist, I was.
Just a little more.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, do you remember last week you two were having a bit of a spell off?
Where are you at the end of it? I don't remember.
It's in the bonus. We were asking him to spell words and blah blah blah. I'm going to ask the two of you to spell words for me. Let me see how he's going to
spell me.
Yeah, the two of you. I need your eyes away from the screen.
Right, go on, give us a word.
I'm 100% confident here.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Tarnant, your word is nauseous.
Nauseous?
Yep.
The fucking noise you eating that thing.
Nauseous?
I've never heard someone sound so satisfied eating.
Boys, I fucking love them.
I know I'm a mile off with this.
Go, bro.
Nauseous?
Yeah.
Like in my head, I'm spelling it different to the way I know
like
it's
nausea.
Spelled.
Nauseous, yeah.
How do you know what happened? Come on.
I know, I think I have it. N-A-U S-C-O-U-S.
N-A-U S-E-O-U-S.
You were good with that, bro. Yeah. I'll give you that. That was hard.
You challenged me to a spelling bee not an hour ago.
I didn't. Go.
Before they started recording, you did tell me that you could never lose a spelling bee.
I won't.
I have WhatsApp messages of Tarrant saying that he'd spell the head of you.
He spelled the head off you.
Just sound like something you would say.
It's a cracker. Spell the gap down.
Oh, your word is definitely.
Calvin, fuck off, bro. That's a load of shite.
I'll take another one.
A comedy.
Ah, fucking shite. Oh, there's a couple of doubles in there, maybe.
Yeah, there is. A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T.
Sorry, A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T.
E.
It's two M's.
Mm-hmm. And see, when I said that, I said I'm about to catch myself out.
Yeah.
It's a couple of doubles. When it's only A-C-C.
Bollocks. So he's about dirt. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm still winning 1-0.
Yeah, he's 1-0, but next word I have it.
Right, I'll give you a more lenient one, yeah? Intelligence.
Ah, come on.
Boy.
This isn't a spelling bee.
What, is that hard?
No.
I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-C-E.
Yeah.
This is a terrible spelling bee.
Own. Pronunciation.
That's a difficult one. I will give you
P-R-O-N. O-U-N. C-I-A-T-I-O-N.
Double N.
U-N.
Fuck you. Fuck. That was hard though.
It's because he mispronounced it, ironically. That threw me.
If you said pronunciation, he would.
Yeah, you said pronunciation. I was like, is
we
he?
Well, that, you know the real fucking word.
Yeah, but that put doubts in my head. I was going, if he's reading it the way he's seeing it, that means, is there an O there?
Who bottles a spelling bee? He could in my head, the mind games.
It's pressure on it.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, against a difficult opponent as well.
What score are we on here?
1-1, and it's my shot.
Is this your second?
Yeah.
This is third.
It's third.
Oh yeah, I got one wrong, one right, and this is
pneumonia.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Fair play to him.
Mm-hmm.
2-1 up, Alan.
Where are you getting this? What list of words do you have there?
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
Fucking hell, that's impressive. That was very impressive.
I'll give you that. Bro, that's good.
You're at the walking up there with pressure on you and doing a Panenka down the middle.
That's exactly what that was. Yeah.
Walk straight up and did a Panenka in a World Cup final.
And just walk back. You didn't even jog. You walked away.
Thank you very much.
That was good, that.
Now you're being patronising.
No, my man's life, bro. I'm super impressed. I'll tell you why. Because I would have started that with a C. I don't even know what that word is.
I would have started with a C.
The inside of your brain is a kaleidoscope.
What's
a Pino? I was just threw the headset across the room. What's that, a peanut, no?
Oh, me.
A mystery.
You do yourself no favour.
Yeah, look it up later, Terry.
Okay, bro.
It's better than all those things. Oh, peanut. Peanut. Alright, what is it? It's 2-1 to me. 3 each.
Okay, well, no.
Well, it's my shot.
2-1.
Yeah, you got accommodate wrong.
Are we going to 5 or 3? Five.
I think we just go sudden death.
Right. Well, if I get this right, I'm 1-up though. So
this is your fourth. This is the fourth one. You have 3 each.
Yeah, and it's 2-1.
1 wrong, yeah.
So if I get this, sudden death. 4-3 up.
Yeah. Terrence.
Imagine you feeling pressure here.
Yeah.
Your word is irresistible.
Mm-hmm. I double O.
Yeah.
ESTIBLE.
No.
Oh no, oh yes, after ES. ES, oh yes. Fuck's sake.
Can't take
I don't
back.
Get it, do I own?
No, you don't.
Well, it's up to me. No, you don't. No.
Yeah, I'm finished. This fella missed one M in a double M.
And I celebrated.
Yeah, straight away. And it's at his top off and all.
So like just.
And he mispronounced pronunciation, so.
Now, here. We have a game on our hands, bro. 2-2.
This is to win it now.
Sudden death.
Yeah. Sudden death, yeah.
But you have to get it and then I have to miss.
No, because you've missed your sudden death.
You've already missed. It's own sort to win it.
No, boys.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You went forced.
No.
What do you mean you're wrong?
You're wrong.
Calm and ignore him.
Because we're Jordan. Oh.
Yeah, so you missed your sudden death.
So I was the first shot?
Yes.
I literally goes, you went forced.
I don't believe in that.
All right, Peter.
The colitis, fella.
I'm going to give him a right, Terry. Sanctimony.
Sanctimony.
Can I have one shot at the bar?
Nope. Mr. Brennan for the winner. Fair play to Owen.
Thank you very much.
Owen, your reputations had been heavily on. I didn't want to say it, Jordan. Your reputation was heavily on the line.
I was
there.
Pretty nervous with that.
Heavily on the line. Bro, you're an award winning journalist.
Come here, do you know what word I always struggle with?
That
is?
Would have been embarrassing.
I always struggle with definitely. I always say defo to everybody because I can't spell definitely.
Yeah, neither can I. That's why I said it was too easy and said you can move on to the next one.
Honestly, that is the most impressive double blow I've ever heard in my life.
That's only a dredge me and Matt swallowing the twist around.
Because you know what else?
Horrible person.
You snapped as well. When I said definitely, you're like, that's too easy. And he was like, yeah, it is. Yeah.
So did we not even spell that?
No.
If I spelled that, I'm back in the game.
No, it's over.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y. I'm doing a victory lap.
Now there's an E in there somewhere.
You're crying in the centre circle right now, Terry. It's over.
D-E-F. Go on, Terry.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Yeah, and all means nothing.
I can't believe you.
That was impressive. That was very impressive, Alan. I'm more impressed with the double bluff. Fuck the spelling. I'm more impressed that you said that's too easy. And I was like, yeah, it is, Alan. Because you couldn't spell it. That's class. Never playing poker with you. Never.
Udra.
I'd have two aces. Udra. I'd have two aces in the pocket and I'd be like, I'm folding. Fuck that.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pleased with that now.
I think.
That was clever.
But TBX next week, you should come in with general knowledge questions for me and the.
Yeah, no, 1,000,000%. Next week, TBX. There's a general knowledge quiz going down because on TBX somebody sent us a voice message saying fuck me and Calvin doing the general knowledge quiz. He wants you used to it to go at it.
I'm going home to watch the chase right now.
Yeah, I'm going to have some serious questions and they're going to be extreme level. Me and Calvin were on the kids ones and we drew 2-1 and was it? Or lost 2-1?
On the kids ones.
What did the kids one? No, they weren't in the end. What are you on?
No. Roy, any questions?
It's from who else would it be?
Yeah, they heard them all doing the McGinty at the show.
That was great. Yeah.
And do you know what annoyed me? Because we were like, we'll tee up the McGinty. It's Curtis Dignam's there. I went, yeah, Curtis Dignam's there. Huge round of applause, Curtis. like huge draw. And I was like, and someone else is here, everyone's like, Arthur. I was like, how the fuck do you all know?
But not only that, I didn't even get to roll them up. You guys, Arta. And they all went, Megan. I was like, yes, bastards. I was meant to say it and then
but that's our
up.
Bit. We were setting that up.
Little cunts. All impulsive agents at the shows, anyways.
Yeah, the McGinty fella, he must have had some crack up on that balcony.
Yeah. What a blow.
Yeah, can you imagine this was your first time ever coming to the Talking Bollocks show and everyone's like, who's your man? Like,
who's what? That, man?
One of my mates was telling you, like, oh, yeah, your man, what's his name? He was kept calling. He was standing beside me. I was like, McGinty. You're like, yeah. I was like, you haven't listened to any of our podcasts. Yeah. Fucking, why did I give him a ticket?
McGinty's the man, boys.
Anyway, McGinty has a question for you.
McGinty.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. He's coming to the bar, gosh.
Of course.
Of course he is.
Go ahead.
What's he asking?
Would you rather always be badly smelling to everyone you meet, but you can't smell it yourself, or everyone you meet smells so badly to you that it makes you gag while talking to them? I'm sure you've had that, have you, where you're talking to someone and the smell of them is so bad.
It's something that really bugs me, because I don't mind. I know some people generally sweat more than others own, yeah, and I don't mind that, because sometimes people are sweating and they're not smelly. Do you get me? Because they're clean.
You don't want to be known.
But that unhygienic smell, I'm like, just,
you don't want to be known as a smelly person.
Just wash us, like, just wash yourself.
But there's that smell where it's like, it's not just,
it's like onions.
Yeah. Or like you can tell someone hasn't washed for a minute, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of smells together.
Get on the bus when the temperature goes into double digits. Oof. Oh, boys. Got on the bus yesterday.
But it doesn't take a lot, boys. Just give yourself an old scrub.
Yeah. And a bit of DO for the BO. Keep it in your bag.
That's it. But like I'm saying, it's hot out today, boys. If you go out today, you're probably going to sweat.
Yeah,
are you going to smell bad?
You don't
want
to be the smelly person.
No, that's my point, like.
Who, smelly Terrence? You know what I mean? You don't want to be that person.
I mean, y'all know someone like that and you go, that's smelly gun. Do you know what I mean? I know someone like that.
If you... Yeah, but if every time you spoke to someone else, it made you gag, you're just going to stop speaking to other people, aren't you?
Are you going to have to get used to the world you live in? You just die. You're going to have to get something done. You'd lose your sense of smell.
Well, the way McGinty's put it is, it's not going to change.
Oh, fuck. I know someone who doesn't have a smell. Yeah.
So what are we going with? You smell or they smell? You smell or the world smell?
Yeah, the others, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
You're going around in Keaton now, Alan, aren't you?
I am. Just give us an old outro there, Will.
Yeah, see it. Go, what's the call?
Yeah, your head's still, your head's gone, isn't it?
Over the spelling bee.
Yeah.
You're doing me dirty.
Spell out everything I'm about to say, Terry. Go on. Go to GOLOUD.
Go to goloudnow.com. Is that it? What's the bleeding yoke? What do we say at the end of Talking Mobile?
He's fucked. He's fucked. Send any emails you have to goloudnow.
To talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
I knew there was something at the start. I was thinking there's a forward slash talking. Go to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Send your emails to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Yes.
And if you want to sign up for TBX,
yeah.
How do you do that, Terry?
Link in the description.
There you go. Yeah. Right, we'll leave it at that.
Link in the bio.
He's
fucked. I'm rattled.
Just go. And you can also go to Goal Out Player.
Go to forward. Go to
GoalOutPlayer.com/TheGaff.
Go to GoalOutPlayer.com/TheGaff. Two F's in Gaff.
£4 a month.
£4 a month.
To hear Terry getting roasted by the listeners.
Yeah, that's all there is.
Fairness, it's been heavy. It is getting heavy.
What was someone's name? Meg?
She stood up for you, yeah.
Yeah. The first nice message.
Would you say stood up?
She did.
Stood up is a bit of a...
Anyways. But,
a bit of a reach.
Yeah, it's getting our hand over there, boys. We'd be knocking on doors. We'd be out of Ball Briggan and Clon Griffin and everywhere else.
We're going to get an answer. We keep ringing people and no one's answering us.
But everyone is sending a voice message and there's some crack. So sign up to TBX, send us in voice message. We have to buzz, yeah?
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately. What's the deal with that?
The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
That sounds fancy. What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges, and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
Right, now I'm definitely intrigued. But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for anything.
Sign me up. Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram @thehotboxsauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That sounds class. I'm sold. That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox sauna.
Don't know.
Yep.
Boom.
Go Light presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hypnotic.
Come down.